listeners. This is
Dick to the Cowboy.
Hello again. I'm Shoddy.
Jason.
Stan the Man.
And you guys are tuned in to Into the Combine. We got a special episode today. We're going to be doing an interview with Dave Stevens from Crucible.
I know what you guys are thinking. Dave Stevens from We Came as Romans. But he's got a new side project out, like we said, called Crucible. From Detroit, it's got a few members from We Came as Romans, Assassins, and then, oddly enough, Taproot is the drummer. So very odd combo.
Very good music, though.
Yeah, we didn't even know that going into it. We just listened to the band, so we didn't have any previous judgments based on the band, like I'm sure many of you guys will have. But if you just listen to it without anything going into it, you're going to be surprised. It's a very heavy EP and actually pretty enjoyable. Dave on the line here, so we're gonna jump into that. All right, guys, so we're here with Dave Stevens from his new side project Crucible, also from We Came as Romans. You guys are listening to Into the Combine, and I'm Jason.
I'm Shoddy.
And Stan the Man.
How's it going, Dave?
It's good, man. How about you guys?
We're doing pretty good, you know. We're just hanging out a little bit. We were just talking about how the show we went to last night, we kind of ran into you there. How'd that go for you last night?
Yeah, that was cool. I had a lot of fun. I had about 5 drinks more than I thought I would. but I think that's why I had so much fun, too.
Right. Did you go for any band in particular, or are you just hanging out? Or?
I mean, I love all the bands on that tour, and I'm friends with all of them except Desire to Murder. I don't know. I don't know them super well. I've met them a few times, so I said what's up. But, I mean, us and Parkway have done four different tours together. Us and Miss May, I've toured a million times together. We just did a tour in Australia with In Heart's Wake, so it was cool showing up, man. I mean, knowing that many people was just a party.
Right, man. I know for sure. Yeah, I thought it sounded great. Sound was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, dude. It was dope. So glad you guys had a good time too.
Yeah, cool, man. So let's get into your new side project a little bit. Sounds like you guys have kind of had like a pretty busy week. You came out with the EP on, was it Monday?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be Saturday, but iTunes just decided to take their time putting it up. And, you know, we're not with a record label or anything. We decided to do everything ourselves, DIY, and, you know, to keep the power in our hands. And because of that, we don't really have any power with iTunes, so we just kind of had to wait and sit it in our hands and wait for them to put it out, which was a little frustrating, but yeah, I think it did finally. No, actually, I think officially on iTunes it dropped yesterday.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So it took a long time, but like I said, it was supposed to be out on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw something on your guys' Facebook about that. I didn't know what was going on. I got it finally yesterday, but.
It's a little frustrating, but you know, all of our fans really patient about it, and you know, that's appreciated because it was completely out of our hands. And,
right.
You know, we're just trying to build DIY.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you guys are doing pretty damn good. Congrats on, is it still number one on iTunes?
Yeah, man, I haven't checked today, but yeah, we were number one metal, and then on the Billboard 200, we were number 79, which was incredible. I didn't even know we would chart.
Right. Yeah, it's just a side project.
Dude, seriously, I mean, it's something we decided to do for fun. I mean, the fact that people actually like it is really cool.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you know, the biggest thing we want to know is what kind of drove this side project? Like, what made you go on to do this?
You know, I'm really, like, we're all really happy with the direction we came as Romans is going. And, you know, we all took part in that decision to go this melodic route. And I've been really enjoying singing a lot. It's a new challenge for me. It's a new step. And I like the new music we're writing. And, you know, we all decided to go this way. But the three of us, you know, all we do is listen to heavy music, and there's parts of us that miss playing it.
Yeah.
So it's been something we've been talking about for a few years. I mean, even when we came as drummers and still playing metalcore, we still said we wanted to be in a heavier band just for fun. And, you know, it's just something that everything finally lined up and worked out, and we had some extra cash, and so we threw in on some studio time and finally made it happen. And, you know, it's just a different creative outlet for me. I can write some stuff lyrically that wouldn't really fit with the game as Romans, I guess, and we get to write some stuff musically that's way different too, and making us all better writers and better musicians in the long run.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's definitely, I think I was pretty surprised when I first heard it. I actually didn't know going into it that anything about it, except it was from Detroit. So, you know, I actually saw it because of Tooth Grinder. Checked it out, and then I realized, then I realized that, you know, where you guys came from before then. I was just like, holy shit, this is the same guys that, you know, we're hearing on the radio now.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing, like, when we first started writing it, it wasn't heavy enough. It kind of just sounded like, you know, we came as Romans heavier songs. And the whole point of it, you know, like, once we started diving into it, I was like, guys, like, if we're going to do a side project, and it's going to be a different band than we came as Romans, we got to make sure it doesn't sound at all like we came as Romans. We're like, all right, let's go in even harder. So we just made it, you know, even heavier. We dropped the tuning down lower, and, you know, more breakdown, made the lyrics way more intensive. You know, I try to make the lyrics really visual. So it was cool. It was a really challenging writing process, especially writing music like this that, you know, we're not used to writing. But, dude, it was cool. I'm glad we did it. I think we're all better off for it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the recording process, where you did it at, and who you did it with and all that?
Yeah, we recorded with Nick Sampson, and, you know, Nick Sampson's done a lot of work with We Came as Romans. You know, he's done a lot of our covers, and he's in a band called I'm Abomination. And whenever I listen to his band, I'm always just so into the way the guitars sound. They're just in your face, like, heavy. And it's so punchy, and I always just been a huge fan of his mixes. They just, you can feel them, you know, like in your stomach. It's crazy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As soon as we started talking about this, and, you know, and writing, and we were like, all right, who are we gonna go record this with? I was like, dude, Nick, 100%. We can't go to anybody else. We have to go to Nick. And everyone was like, hell yeah! Like, it was unanimous. It wasn't an argument. It wasn't a discussion. It was just like, this is what we're doing. Let's do it. And it was awesome because, like, Nick being a friend of ours too, and being passionate about the project, and you know, he said he doesn't have anything on his resume that says heavy, so he was kind of really intrigued by it, so he kind of took the project under his wing and treated it as if like he was the sixth member of the band, which was awesome. And you know, that's what we needed. We needed somebody that was passionate about it, someone we were friends with, and somebody we trusted. And dude, he killed it. I mean,
it sounds great. It really does. The production on it is awesome.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm stoked. Really stoked.
Was there any? Did you kind of approach it any different than what you guys did for like you know, any of your guys' previous bands, or was it kind of your, you know, normal kind of process?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely different because the whole mentality was like, dude, let's do this for fun. You know, let's just see what we can come up with. And the writing process was different because of that too. There was no pressure. We were just having a good time and see what we can come up with. So, I mean, that whole vibe was different too.
One of the bigger thing too, you know, besides, you know, the music sounds great, production sounds great, you know, but the lyrics actually hit me pretty hard too. I really liked where you guys kind of went with it. Did you do most of the lyric writing or?
Yeah. Andy and I did almost all of it pretty much. I mean, I did the majority of it, but Andy was really good at, you know, getting me amped up and giving me like cool words to use and cool statements to use. And he's a really visual person, so he did a really good job of making our words visual, I guess.
Can you kind of jump into, like, you know, maybe a couple of the songs, what you were kind of going with? Because they're pretty intense lyrics. Like, even the first intro song there, can you kind of just give us a little bit of what you were going for?
Want me to describe in particular that you're thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, like, even just the intro song, you know, and then, like, yeah, maybe just, like, the first two songs, like, kind of, because those are kind of, you know, they sound pretty passionate. I was just wondering kind of where you were going with those.
I mean, the whole reason I wrote that first song, The Trials, is it kind of sets up what the whole EP is about. You know, I'm just not happy with the state of our world, the state of our country, and a lot of the things that we're fighting and arguing with each other about, and a lot of things that are happening behind closed doors and, you know, Washington and with the people that are running our country. So in the first song, I kind of just set all that up. It's kind of like a mission statement, like, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're talking about, and basically like what the band's there to do. And then Fearmongers, I mean, I was just on Facebook clicking around and stuff. I didn't really know what to write about, and I started just getting really fired up about all this hype in the media, how they, you know, they kind of distract you from what's really happening, and they just keep you afraid, and they keep your mind off, like, the things you really need to know, I guess. And, you know, they're making you worried about terrorists and all this other shit, and it's like, you know, if they keep you afraid, then, you know, they keep you distracted. That was really frustrating to me, so I went and wrote that song.
No, I mean, I really respect that, you know, the music with, you know, a message. You guys aren't out there just jumping around on stage doing stuff. Like, there's, you know, something more to, you know, what you guys are saying. It's a message. I like that. I like that a lot, honestly. It reminds me a lot of, you know, stick to your guns. You know, you get what I'm saying, man? Like, it's, you guys aren't just up there
totally
doing it. Like,
it's, the thing is like, my opinion, I mean, for both my bands is, you know, what is music without meaning? Like, what's the point? If you're not writing music, like, lyrics that mean something to you or mean something to somebody else, or, you know, if they're just pointless, like, you know, suck my dick, you suck lyrics, like, come on, man.
Yeah, like,
it's got to be deeper than that, and you got to think things out more thoroughly than that. I'm not a fan of bands that write that way, and, you know, I'll never be that type of writer either. But, yeah, I mean, if you have this platform to say something meaningful, like, even if you're mad at something, whatever, just say something meaningful. Don't write shit either.
Yeah. Well, I guess going off that then, I mean, is there a song on the album that means more to you than the rest of them? Or is there a song that, you know, that you, is your favorite, or, you know, your little child on the album? Like, is there something, you know, that really, 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 you know, hits home for you?
I mean, yeah, they all mean something to me in a different way, I guess. You know, I guess the oddball on the album, lyrically, would be Bastard. The rest of the songs are all kind of about, like, our world's issues, and, you know, but Bastard is a song that I wrote about a situation that personally happened to me, where, you know, I had a friend that I took care of and introduced him to my friends and kind of took him under my wing, and he wound up really fucking me over, and that's the one song where, you know, it was a very personal issue that happened to me. The rest of the songs are kind of issues I see wrong with our country and our world, but, you know, that one was one that happened, you know, right in my own backyard, I guess, and so that song always kind of hits home for me, and there's a lot of aggression built up behind that song. So, you know, I was really excited to release it. And that song, to me, kind of, like, caps off that whole situation and, you know, finally closes the book on it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I feel it on the other end. Like, when I'm listening to it, I get that, you know, that passion and that rage. Like you were saying before, it's not just about, you know, the bankroll and the cars and the bitches. Like, it's more than that when I hear you guys. It's real refreshing to hear music like that.
Agreed, man. I mean, so much music nowadays, it's like you said, you know, people talking about their fucking car or their house or, like, just these, you know, it's almost like these lyrics, you know, they didn't even think about them. They just spat out the first thing that came to mind, and I hate that. It's really frustrating to me.
Yeah, music. I agree, man. I agree.
I mean, give me a microphone, like, you know, to speak to thousands of people. I'm not just going to say some bullshit. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to, you know, try to change things for the better.
Yeah. Well, I guess keeping with the lyric theme then, you guys had four different guest vocalists on the six-song EP that you released. I guess, what was the idea behind, you know, I guess acquiring some of those guest artists? And then who ended up writing the lyrics for, you know, those guest roles?
I still wrote the lyrics and the cadences, and I sent them over to the guys. And, you know, I was, like, really open-minded. I was like, guys, you know, here's what I came up with. If you dig it, sick. If you think of something better, like, change it, you know, and I'll see if I like it. You know, I gave them the freedom to do what they wanted, but in the end, they liked what I did and used my lyrics and my cadences. And the guys that we picked, the reason why we picked Landon, for example, is he was in the band, actually, for, like, 3 weeks. but then he was so busy with his own band and his own solo project that it didn't wind up working out. But him being a good friend, you know, and living kind of close to us, he asked him to come out, and he did, and he's got a great voice, and he fit that part perfectly. With Brandon, he writes my workouts and Andy's workouts, and we hung out quite a bit on work. He'd come out and work out with us, and he's just the man. We, you know, we've known him for years, and I just thought, like, what a cool thing to, like, you know, get the singer bleeding through on a track. So we had to reach out to him, and he was really amped to do it. With Kyle, that was a funny story. Like, we did this guest vocal thing with Beartooth, and Kyle was screaming. It was over Warped Tour. And he went so nuts on stage. I was like, God, we got to have Kyle on a Crucible track. Because it was so hype and he was so funny. We just wound up making it happen. And he was really amped on the idea. And so he came in drunk as shit in the studio and tracked it. And, you know, and not many people know that he can scream. So
it actually it sounds very legit, his part, too.
Yeah, he's got a good voice. And then Davey and Andy are pretty good friends. They chat quite a bit. I don't know Davey as well as the rest of the guys, but Andy really wanted him on the track, and I was like, dude, hell yeah. I mean, I love Vanna, and, you know, Davey's from what I've heard, a legit dude, so Andy made that one happen, and he sounds great on the track. But, I mean, yeah, we had a lot of friends that wanted to be on it, and we were like, hell yeah, let's do it. And I thought it was really cool how, I'm like, you know, that new Dr. Dre record, like, it has so many guest vocals, like, two or three people a song, every song. So I was like, dude, let's do the same thing. We just wanted to do, like, a mixtape, you know, all different vocalists. And we almost had JT from, he's now in Era. He used to be in Texas in July. He was going to be on Fearmongers, but wound up running out of time to have him on it.
I guess then, I know you've been talking about how this project is more, you know, you guys to have fun. You know, you're getting to do a lot of, you know, guest work. But, I mean, is there any long-term goals? I mean, where do you guys see yourself in a couple of years? You guys, I mean, I know you guys are going on that tour, but is this going to be a one tour for the EP, or do you guys see yourselves playing more shows?
No, we're definitely going to tour more. I mean, we're already, actually, just today we were talking about trying to make our way out to the West Coast. I mean, catch a flight out there, rent a van, and, you know, go up the West Coast. We have a lot of fans out there trying to see us, too. I mean, it's something that, you know, we're going to keep playing when we can in between tours and stuff. You know, go play 7, 10, you know, 15 shows, whatever. And I don't really know where it's going to go. I mean, it's already gone way further than we thought it would. You know, we were just kind of going to record these songs and put them up and see what people thought. But, you know, now we just charted number 79 on the Billboard, number one metal. I'm like, oh, shit, well, people actually like this, so I guess we got to... Well, maybe take it a little bit more seriously now.
Well, and that's the thing, is with it being so new, that's, I guess, what I was wondering is, could you see any, you know, conflicts down the line with We Came as Romans? I guess you get what I'm saying. Like, as this, you know, gains popularity, and with the popularity with We Came as Romans, that's just, I guess, why I was wondering, you know, what the outlook looked like.
I mean, as I was thinking about it more today after, you know, our release and all the awesome news we got yesterday, I guess I'm just trying to think of it. Hopefully I'm Corey Taylor and I can have Slipknot and Stone Sour.
So I guess then, what were some of your personal influences, as well as, you know, some of the other guys in the band, when you guys recorded the album?
I mean, we just kind of took our favorite heavy bands and our favorite aspects from each one, and
so I guess just throw some at us. What's some of the stuff that you listen to when, you know, you're in the van driving from show to show?
I mean, Gideon, Kublai Khan, Ghost Inside, Stick to Your Gun, Architect, Hatebreed, Periphery, man, I'd go on.
Sorry to put you on the spot. I know how hard it is when somebody asks that question. You try to think of the stuff, but yeah, oh no.
Let me pull my iPod real quick.
Yeah, I know. I do the same thing. But no, that's great, honestly. It gives us a better, you know, picture, I guess, of what you guys are trying to paint. And I mean, it makes me, you know, understand more where that kind of tone is coming from.
Yeah, man. I mean, we just kind of took aspects from all our favorite bands and we were like, dude, let's just mesh these all together, you know? And then, you know, we wrote a few songs and wasn't really right and kept trying. And finally, like, once you get the one, you know, you're like, all right, here's where we're headed, you know? And then from that moment on, we had a much better direction. That song that we really nailed it on was Bastard. Once we got that one done, we were like, all right, now we got a direction. Now let's go from here. And, you know, it was way easier once you get that first one done.
Yeah, man, that's probably one of my favorites. It's got like a pretty cool groove to it, a lot of cool riffs in it. Very cool.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you.
I guess, you know, just last question maybe to finish it off, since we're all Detroiters here. Is there any Detroit bands you want to give a shout out to, or maybe that kind of influence or a favorite or whatever? Something from Detroit.
Dude, I mean, Plot and U's killing it. There's that new local band, Boys of Fall. Those guys are incredibly nice. You know, the bands that are opening up for us on Saturday, Illustrator, Rumors. I mean, there's so much awesome Detroit talent up here right now. I mean, I can't even list them all off, I guess, you know. It's pretty cool. Great music coming out of Detroit right now. We saw probably 10 others.
Right. Cool, man. All right, yeah, I think that's pretty much all we've got for you. Is there anything you kind of want to shout out to fans or anything like that?
You know, I just appreciate everyone's patience with us, you know. And I want our fans to know that because, you know, like I said, doing this independently with DIY and everything, like, it's, we don't really have a whole ton of power, and, you know, it's taken us having to wait a lot and waiting for people, and it's just cool everyone's been so patient about it. And when the EP did drop, you know, they were all waiting. Yeah, and then they ran to iTunes to buy it, so, you know, we were all really excited about that. We were all really worried that because it took so long to get up that people were going to kind of forget about it, and they fucking didn't, so we're all really stoked. You know, thank you to everyone that bought it so far.
Awesome, man. Well, congrats on the success of it so far, and hopefully it keeps going that way for you guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, good luck
on
the...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. We really appreciate it.
No worries.
Good luck on this tour coming up and this show coming up this weekend, man.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, dude.
All right, we want to give a huge shout-out and thank you to Dave Stevens from Crucible for doing that interview. Please check out our Twitter page for links to the songs in this episode and more information on his band. Jason, what do we got going on next week?
Next week, we got a lot planned for you guys. Interview, In Heart's Wake. We're going to discuss Sumerian and our top picks. And then we are going to do a few more reviews. We've got Tara's newest one. We've got Abigail Williams, Devil You Know. And we're going to do a special little segment for the listeners. We're going to try and keep doing this. If you guys have any requests, we're going to throw in a little mini review for a listener request. So that'll be a little surprise for you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Into the Combine.
Peace.